More to the story on WNCW is next. I'm your host, Paul Foster. Since the events took place in Charlottesville, Virginia, what was called the Unite the Right rally, where the life of a young female was taken away when sides clashed, those standing against discrimination, protesting against that event, and then on the other side, there were white supremacists. The event originally included what many were saying was standing up for history, a Robert E. Lee statue. Now across the nation, many are speaking out against statues and monuments that they say have ties to racism. That brings us to the Greenville News and reporter Mike Ellis. Mike, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thanks for having me.
Mike, you've recently written about a Confederate monument that's located in Greenville that many say they would like removed. What is that monument and where is it located?
This monument was erected in the late 1800s, and it stood in downtown Greenville at kind of a crosswalk, a street area. Sometime in the early 1920s, motor cars were around by that time, and they kept bashing into the monument, so it was moved to a cemetery nearby. It's a privately owned cemetery still in downtown, a few blocks away. This Confederate memorial has been there since about 1922-21. And it features a Confederate soldier at the top. According to Sons of Confederate Veterans, leaders in the area, the Confederate soldier is actually modeled off of a Greenville police chief at the time, and it was manufactured in Augusta, Georgia. The monument is on private property at this time, but it's in a kind of public area. It's right outside of the main downtown, right outside of the heart of downtown, but still definitely in downtown. There was a protest there this Saturday, about 200 people. Most of them were in support of the monument, but there were certainly two sides and barricades separating the people who came out seeking to have it moved or removed.
For you and any of the reporters that were on hand, outside of those that were passionately going at one another about their beliefs, were there by chance any conversations that were going on that seemed peaceful, that each side was listening to one another about their feelings?
Not so much. There were certainly people on both sides that were said that they would be willing to do so, but I didn't witness any kind of mingling between the crowds. The rally against the statue was planned for 1 p.m., and what happened is Sons of Confederate Veterans leaders got there about 10 o'clock and basically took the position around the monument. They were allowed to stay there for 4 hours. It turned into 4.5 hours before they switched sides. The people protesting the monument were allowed to be around the monument while the people supporting the monument were moved across the street and behind barricades to the other side after about 4.5 hours of them being around the monument. They kind of came early and got the position there. There was a good deal of shouting from some crowds, and I think it's important to kind of, there were two large crowds, as we reported there, defending the memorial. The Sons of Confederate Veterans basically had the position around the memorial immediately. They were the ones who got there early. And their leaders, even if people who supported the monument began arguing with people who were walking past with signs, they would ask them to kind of step a few feet away. So they kind of kept it very calm around the monument. But about 30, 40 feet away, still on the side of the monument, but not next to it, were another group of people who were significantly louder, more argumentative, and waving Confederate flags, which the Sons of Confederate Veterans were not doing. Opposite of them, across the street and across barricades, not substantial, but police presence there. There were signs. There were definitely people shouting back and forth, you're on pot, you're on meth, and all kinds of insults throughout the rally.
What about the comment of one individual saying, you don't have to tear it down, but just move it? Where would they like to see it located instead?
Some of the people who object to the Confederate monument said that they don't want to tear it down. They want it to be relocated. It would be several blocks away. There's a Confederate museum in Greenville. It is a privately owned museum. It is operated by the Sons of Confederate Veterans. The commander of the local Confederate Sons of Confederate Veterans post, he told me that while they do own the museum and they do operate the Sons of Confederate Veterans, they also maintain the cemetery. They're there Halloween, making sure nobody messes with any of the several hundred Confederate graves that are in that cemetery. They said in no uncertain terms they would not consider moving the monument to the Confederate Museum. They want it to stay at the cemetery. Some of the organizers of the rally against the Confederate memorial said that they would be interested in presenting something to the city council so that they could consider it and essentially force a move of the statue.
This is WNCW's More to the Story. We're talking with the Greenville News' Mike Ellis about the recent rally and feelings about a Confederate monument that has some wishing would be taken away, and others want it to continue to go strong as a part of the history there in Greenville and Greenville County. Mike, the event was actually organized by the group called Fighting Injustice Together. Provide some background about this group.
They're involved in a number of local causes. I've spent most of my reporting time in Anderson. They've gotten involved in a few cases in Anderson, but they are based in Greenville. They came out there. One of the issues that came up is the founder of Fighting Injustice Together has recently been charged with some criminal offenses. Bruce Wilson, he has spoke at the rally, but the rally was organized by the current president of the organization Fighting Injustice Together, Travis Green, and he said that he wants to raise awareness about this monument, which has been there since the 1920s.
And I understand on the other side you had not only individual citizens, but several groups represented, including Black Lives Matters upstate.
I spent most of my time on the side with the Confederates, so I didn't talk to too many people on the protest side. I couldn't verify that.
The one last thing I'd like to ask you about, have you heard anything, in other words, what might be next? Is there anything that leaders in Greenville, city council, the mayor, anybody, have they had any statements? Are there any feelings that this is something that will need to be addressed?
It will certainly come up again. This issue is not going away. It'll be addressed at future meetings. I know council members have heard a lot from their constituents for and against this, so I certainly would expect this to continue.
Mike, I want you to remind our audience who you are, the areas you write for in the Greenville News, and how someone could keep up with you online.
Yeah, I'm Mike Ellis. I'm a faith reporter with both the Greenville News and Independent Mail in South Carolina. You can reach me on Twitter at @MikeEllis_AIM.
We've been discussing the Confederate monument in Greenville that has been of recent attention, and just like so many across our nation. Mike, have a great day.
Thank you, Paul.
WNCW's More to the Stories are also available as podcasts on our website at WNCW.org. I'm Paul Foster.